Greetings and salutations, you kinky fucks. Welcome back for another episode of Kinks with Kiki, episode 118. We're going to jump right into it, starting with S&M, aka Song and Mood of the Week. It is going to be Sunshine by Steve Lacy featuring Fauci. Right, so I chose that particular song because, one, I am a huge Steve Lacy fan. Have been since he was a member of the internet. I love how some of them have, you know, veered off from the group and have decided to do like their own thing. He's extremely talented. His music, his last album, Gemini Writes, was phenomenal. Like, I love it. I'm still upset. I actually got invited over the summer to go to, it was like a last minute invite to go see Steve Lacy. But liquor, doing what it does best, wouldn't let me be great. So I wasn't able to see him, but I would have loved to see him in person because I just love his music, EPs, albums, loved him in the internet. He can actually sing. He's talented. He plays instruments. And your girl is a fan. But I often think about this song because I was going through something over the summer, you know, and it was a great song and how people handle different things. Like, if you know the song Sunshine, you know it's telling, it's the tale of two cities almost. It's basically one point of view of a breakup versus the other point of view, how one person handled it not so great and how the other person might have handled it a little bit more mature and better. So I love the song. It now brings back that memory, but it's all good because that memory isn't devastating enough to trigger or impact me. Great. But yeah, so I love that song. It's a mood. It honestly is. So S&M, aka Song in My Mood for this week, is going to be Sunshine by Steve Lacy featuring Fauci, who's another great artist, by the way. I love her. Single as Fuck is like one of my favorite songs. That was a whole mood last summer, but yeah. So I'm going to jump into Weekly with Kiki. This is going to be a quick episode, guys, because I dabbled in a kink that you don't really hear people talk about, or fetish or kink, either or. How, it depends on how it applies to your life. It's not something that I've heard people talk about in a sense of educating on a kink side wise, but definitely something I hear people talk about every day. So I'm going to jump into it. First, Weekly with Kiki. So life for me has just been life, and I have been working, carrying on, preparing for seasonal depression and the holiday season, like I'm sure everybody else is on this side of the world. And I'm tired, but work is great. Life has been great. I am mentally preparing for Halloween, but by the time you guys hear this, it will be the week before Halloween, and I'm so hyped. I'm hoping to do, I actually want to do a costume from Demon Slayer. Thinking about doing the Love Hashira. Haven't decided yet because I still have to buy the costume. Not really work appropriate, but I may be in the village for Halloween and I want to have a costume, you know, and I love her. She's so cute and she has like that anime ditziness to her. You know it if you watch, but she's a badass ultimately, which is why, you know, I can relate. I can be a little ditzy sometimes, but I'm a badass. Don't get it confused. And she's so cute. So why not? So thinking about doing that, I posted it on my IG story a couple of weeks ago. I went to Sugarwood. I still haven't had the opportunity to go to Kinky's yet. It's a bakery. Sugarwood is also a bakery, and they sell kind of in the same sense of like Kinky's, but one is Black owned and I believe one is LGBT owned. I'm not certain, but I know Kinky's for certain is Black owned because I follow the chef who owns the bakery. And they have like all these different flavors, and the cake is penis shaped. It is thick. Okay, let me give y'all, like, the penis is at least 8.5 inches long and like maybe 2.5-3 thick. So it's a lot of fucking cake, okay? And I went there with my roommate, Lori. Hey, girl. And it was amazing. Like, I got a chocolate dipped dick, of course, my top preference. And they have like all these, like these drizzles that you're able to do, like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, marshmallows, salted caramel. So I got salted caramel because I do love a chocolate and caramel together, whether it be in people or whether it be whether it be in desserts. Love that for me. And it was such a good time. It was cute. The vibe was great. Let me tell you about this girl who was manning the counter. She was phenomenal. I'm like, baby, you need to either become like regional manager, general manager, because you get it. Like, the innuendos that you are able to use in a space like this is amazing. I highly recommend. Sugarwood is, for those who are familiar with New York, Sugarwood is in Soho. It's not that far off from Houston. I'm actually going to find the address while I'm talking about it. But it's off of the train I took. And I know, like, I think the NQR, all those trains kind of flow in that area as well. I got off at Broadway Lafayette because the F runs from the part of Brooklyn I needed to run from to get me into the city. So it's off of Broadway Lafayette. It's on Prince Street. I'm just looking to see, for the people who aren't familiar, what trains we're looking at possibly getting you there. Oh, okay. So you could take the A, C, or E. You could also take the D, and you could also take the J to the N, W, and R train. So Soho area is great for shopping, great for food, and great for getting flavored dicks, I guess. But I highly recommend. The cake of the dick, I love saying that, was amazeballs. Like, I posted on IG, I'm like, thanks Sugarwood for the great dick. Because again, innuendos, I love them, I see them, I'm witty enough, I get them, and I'm quick with it. So this was my type of time. I had such a great time at Sugarwood, and if you are ever in New York City, I highly recommend that you take a trip there, take a trip to Kinky's. I can't wait to go to Kinky's. I'm hoping next week for Halloween or the weekend before this weekend is coming up. By the time you guys hear this, it'll be Halloween weekend. I am hoping that I'm able to go and get some goodies. I can't take them to work, obviously, but to get some goodies and just enjoy. So yeah, my trip to Sugarwood was great, and I'm looking forward to Halloween and my potential costume. Last thing, let y'all niggas convince me. And by niggas, I don't mean like actual, you know, niggas. I mean, like, I literally let people convince me to get back on dating apps. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I've actively decided to start dating again this year. And for the most part, I have been. I've been on a few dates with a good amount of guys. Like, it's been, since I decided to start back, I feel like I decided to start back dating in May, I believe. So I went on a good amount of dates throughout May to where we are now in October. So that's like 5 months. I've gone on like maybe 6 or 7 dates. Cool. You know, I like it. I was also involved with the person that I wanted to not only date, but I wanted to date exclusively and be with that person. But shit happened. So that kind of threw off dating for me for a little bit, like later in the summer. But I'm on Hinge. Don't have the energy to venture out to any other dating apps because it is exhausting. Can't believe I let you guys talk me into this. I was literally about to delete it yesterday when my coworker was like, don't do it. I'm like, why? It's so pointless. And she's like, no, because when I wanted to delete it, you told me not to delete it. And you had such a positive vibe and optimism to you. And now look, I met an amazing guy. So she won't let me delete. I'm like, all right, I guess. If it happens, great. I'm not really making full effort because it's exhausting having to make a full job effort, like, to date people. I can just be happy alone, truthfully. That's just me, though. But I can't speak for everyone else. But, like, I don't want to invest. I mean, my job is a full-time job and I get paid for it. Dating should not be a full-time job. It should actually be fun. But now it's become this clinical, black and white, very sanitized world where it's just at the littlest thing, people are just not willing to tolerate, myself included. Like, there's no leeway in dating anymore. Like, somebody sneezes wrong, you're like, nope, not going to be able to deal with that for the rest of my life. And then you just debt the person. Like, that's where we are now. And I just don't want any parts, but I've been convinced and made to do so. So I guess I'm on date naps. All right. All right, let's jump into this episode. Like I said, it's going to be a quick episode this week. We are talking about xenolemia. I hope I'm saying it correctly. I'm going to check to see if I'm saying it correctly. Give me a second. So this word is so rare, I couldn't even find the proper pronunciation for it. But I'm going to say that it is xenolemia, and breaking down what that is, it is the sexual arousal that you can have for strangers. So, I didn't find much on this because, obviously, things that aren't as mainstream and societal norm-ish, you don't find a lot of information on, but you guys know I say all the time, that's not why I'm here. I actually want to talk about any and everything in regards to kink. So when we talk about xenolemia, it is being turned on by the idea of having sex with someone you just met, having sex with someone you don't know, or feeling just sexual excitement or attraction towards a complete stranger. Now, during my research, because I always look for the psychological aspect of kinks and fetishes that I find that tend to be a little bit more niche, because we live in a society of where if there is something you like that is off-brand to what everybody else likes, clearly there must be a psychological problem there. So in my research, I've been thankful enough to find that a lot of psychologists don't say, in some of the things that I've researched, they don't say like, oh, it stems from childhood and abuse. It's basically, most of them say what this is about to say, what I'm about to say to you. There is no definitive answer as to why xenolemia exists. And I love that, because not everything needs to be broken down and created in a clinical mindset. Because somebody likes something, there doesn't need to be a full-on dissertation or explanation as to why that person likes it. That person could just simply like it because they like it. Everybody has a thing. Everybody has a thing that gets their rocks off, even the things that they don't want to admit. Everybody has a thing. And it doesn't have to be linked to childhood trauma, because thankfully, some of us are not, you know, drowning in childhood trauma that's manifesting in unhealthy ways in our adult lives. Some people actually are just out here being functional adults. Not saying that people who have childhood trauma are dysfunctional. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is not everyone has dealt with childhood trauma. And there are levels of extreme, obviously, but not everyone has. And to those who haven't, that's a great thing for you. I really do love that for you. So like I said, there's no definitive reason why xenolemia exists, like a lot of other fetishes and kinks. But there have been some psychological experts that suggest it could just be related simply to the excitement of the idea of these sexual encounters, or even the emotional detachment that can come, forgive me guys, live in New York, the emotional detachment that can come with having a sexual partner that you don't know. And also breaking down the psychological aspect of this, it was noted that some people with xenolemia, some, not all, may, keyword here, have a fear of intimacy and find it a lot easier to be sexually aroused or attracted to strangers they don't know, who they don't have to develop a deeper connection or an emotional connection with. So I'm going to veer off really quickly before we go into the types of xenolemia that you can engage in or participate in with this particular fetish. So there are different sexualities. We all know gender, sexuality, both are very fluid. There is a spectrum. Not one thing is the final thing. And by that, I mean not one sexuality, not one gender is the end all be all. So I found an interesting article on a sexuality known as Frey sexuality. And I hope that I am saying that correctly. So, during my research, I found that Frey sexuality actually exists on the asexuality spectrum. So, just to give an idea, obviously we know what A stands for in the English language when it comes to things, asymptomatic, asexuality, or asexual. It means without. So, on an asexuality spectrum, we are talking about the things regarding sexuality or sexual identity that is an aversion to sex. So, sexually, or you're attracted to people who are intelligent. You know, we've heard the terms. We've heard demisexual. We've heard sapiosexual. We've heard all of these terms. These are people who are attracted to people with an attribute that isn't from a sexual nature, if that makes sense. So, Frey sexuality exists on the asexuality spectrum. So, Frey sexuality is known as a sexual identity in which people experience a strong attraction to strangers and less attraction to people that they know well. Completely the opposite of people who are demisexual. Demisexuality are people, or demisexuals are people who need to have a strong emotional connection or a connection to a person before they experience sexual attraction. So I teeter both lines here. I, of course, am sexually, not saying that it's far-fetched, but like I am attracted to people who are strangers. I fuck people that I find sexually attractive. Like I meet them and I'm like, oh, I would fuck you instantly. I definitely fall into that category. However, I also fall into the space of demisexuality because I do want to have some form of a connection, a mental connection with the person that I am engaging in sexual activity with. One, just having that emotional connection or that mental connection with the person for me makes sex that much greater versus like a casual situation where I don't really know this person all that well. The sex will be great, but it tends to just be like an empty well. You're just trying to pour into an empty well or feed out of an empty well when there's really nothing there. And when you do get it, it's a little bit of satisfaction. It's kind of how I view casual sex with people I don't really have a connection with. But I veered off into this because I feel like Frey sexuality falls into a space of xenolemia. I can't say that the two are connected to one another, But it does seem like they are kind of connected to one another. So, a phrasexual person generally prefers to have sex with people they don't know over those that they do. Like I said, it's the opposite for people who are demisexual. But as I just said, I am a big believer that the two can actually, ironically, exist. They definitely exist in me. So let me be, I guess, your point of reference when you're like, oh, I can definitely, I'm sexually attracted to strangers, would have sex with a stranger and be on my merry way. But I also would love to have a connection with someone I'm having sex with as well. It just depends on the wind blows. You know, for me, it's the wind blow. You know, like, I meet somebody, I like them, I want to do it, we do it. I meet somebody, I get to know them, I like them, I want to do it. What I'm saying is, I want to do it. Like, not with everyone, but with the people I like, I find attractive, absolutely. So signs that you may be phrasexual. And I have two more things regarding xenolemia, and that will bring this episode to a close. But I'm going to stay on phrasexuality for now. So signs that you may be phrasexual. Now this comes from some some sex therapists as well as some psychologists and family and marriage therapists. So they compiled a list together, and I believe it's six things. So here are the six signs. I believe it's six, maybe it's five. But these are the signs that you may be phrasexual. You disconnect between emotional and physical attraction. Emotional bonds remain meaningful, but sexual attraction might not align in the same way. You have unstable sexual interests. A phrasexual person may feel inconsistent in their attractions and physical desires for others. Challenge maintaining sexual desire. Emotional closeness and familiarity with their partner might lead to a decrease in sexual desire. When trying to rekindle sexual interest in an established relationship, phrasexual may actually struggle to regain the initial level of sexual attraction. High interest in new experiences. So this might be significant in sparking a phrasexual's sexual attraction. So if this is how you identify, if you want to be with the person exclusively, but you don't want to lose sexual interest, it seems like new experiences might be the way to keep your sexual attraction to your partner alive and well. The desire for romantic stability. Despite experiencing a decline in sexual attraction, phrasexual individual may still desire romantic stability and emotional connection with the partner. They may feel fulfilled completely in a romantic aspect and an emotional aspect, even if their sexual attraction withers. Am I phrasexual? Oh my God. Okay. Last one is the loss of sexual interest in a partner, possibly. There's a doctor that said, despite a growing love and connection with an intimate partner outside of the sexual realm, they still may lose sexual interest in a partner because of how they identify as a phrasexual. Okay, maybe I'm not phrasexual. Maybe I'm like 10% phrasexual, maybe 20, I don't know. Okay, let's jump back into xenolemia because I am on the last two things and we're going to bring this episode to a close. Maybe we'll hit 30 minutes, who knows? So the different types of xenolemia are exhibitionism and voyeurism, where the thrill comes from being watched or watching strangers engage in sexual acts. Oh my God, is this me? Like, am I a phrasexual? Like, all right. Participating in swinging or group sex activities with strangers. So these are some of the things that can be common in xenolemia. Engaging in anonymous sexual encounters with strangers, such as through casual hookups or one-night stands. I've never had a one-night stand, by the way. I've always wanted to have. I feel like that's a part of life for me. like I want to have a one night stand. So I'll have the phenomenal story or the horrible story, as in like the sex was terrible and it was weird, or either the sex was amazing and we never saw each other again. Like, I want that story. Last one is using dating apps or websites to meet new people specifically for sexual purposes. And this is why I struggle with dating apps. You don't know who you're going to meet, what they're into, and that's not a problem. But I can't see myself being with someone who identifies as a fray sexual, because you will love me but have no sexual desire. And if you haven't heard anything in the last 5, close to 6 years of me having this podcast, you know that a bitch loves sex. It is a deal breaker for me if we are not having sex. I don't care what the status of the relationship is. We're not going to be friends with benefits with no benefits. We're just going to go back to being friends. Because what I'm not going to do is be in a space with someone where I am able, willing, and wanting to have sexual interaction with them, and it's just not there for them. And I know it changes and it varies, especially if you are in a long-term committed relationship. Hormones make a huge difference. My libido has not declined. When I was on chemo, it was non-existent. Bitch ain't on chemo no more. And everybody told me when I got to my 30s, it would do nothing but intensify. So my libido is steady going through the roof the older I get. So it would be nice if someone that I meet is in that same space. But I also am an understanding human being. And I know that sometimes that's just not the case. And life happens, shit happens, surgeries and babies and kids and problems in marriages and finances. I'm not saying that it is an end all be all for me, but if we are not in a space of that, as in if you are not my life partner and we are not doing life together, if we are not in a committed relationship heading to being each other's life partners, if this is just casual and we're not having sex, I'm gonna head the fuck out, because what are we doing? It is an absolute waste of both of our times. And I could just go find somebody else that I can fuck. It's really as simple as that, honestly. I think that's the last one. All right, last thing. So, like every kink, like every fetish, there are always risk factors and things that need to be considered. Now, if you are having sex with a complete stranger, obviously, guys, we know the first thing you need to be weary of, STDs and STIs. So you need to be safe. Protection is key here. Maybe some things need to be modified. I am not willing to give head to a stranger. I am not willing to receive head from a stranger. I know that sounds crazy. You know, saliva, body fluids, sensitive pHs makes a difference. That's my preference. I know that's not everybody's case. I've seen a lot of videos on Twitter and social media to know that people are out here with the shits. But if you are with the shits, I do advise you try to be as safe as you humanly can, because there are a lot of diseases out here, curable and incurable, and we want to try to dodge them all. Also, engaging in sex with strangers, it does increase the risk of possible violence, possible physical harm. So this is something that you need to take into consideration as well. Take all the necessary precautions, meet in public places, make sure you always inform somebody. I've been dating a lot from people, like with people on Hinge. I am always letting people know where I'm going to be, where I'm going. I think I went on a date one night and I got an Uber, and I think I talked to Teddy literally all the way home from, not the date, but from my train stop, because he just wanted to know, like, you're on the train. Okay, boom, you're on a train. Boom, are you home? Boom, you're going home. So it's important to let people know where you're going to be. It's important to meet in public spaces in case things can go left. You also want to consider, ironically enough, the emotional impact in engaging in xenolemia. Some individuals find it liberating. I love that for these individuals. They find it freeing. They're able to live their best life. You know, no inhibitions. I adore that. And I want more people to experience that in life. But on the other end of that spectrum, because everything is a spectrum, there are some people that may experience feelings of guilt, shame, or regret. when they have sexual encounters with strangers. I am very big into trying what you're into once within your comfort level. If it's something you really are curious about, something you really want to try, teeter, you know, test the waters once. If it's not for you, if you end up feeling guilt, shame, uncomfortability about whatever you've decided to experiment with, you don't have to do it again. So the biggest takeaway from this here is this particular topic that I'm talking about is some people will love it. Some people will determine that it's not for them. Just like everything else regarding BDSM, kinks, and fetishes. And that is going to wrap up this episode. Thank you guys again. This has been, which episode is this? Because y'all know I be struggling to keep up with these episodes sometimes. Charged to my head, not my heart. This is episode 18. Yes. Woo! Guys can email me at kinkswithkiki@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram. I'm going to get back active. I haven't been as active with Instagram. I'm not really active with my personal page. I'm not really active with the podcast page. I need to do better. Follow me, guys, on Kinks with Kiki Podcast. You can also follow me on Twitter, actually where I show my face the most and talk the most shit, at Kinks with Kiki. I'm not on Tumblr or any. I am on Spill. I don't know what the girls are doing with Spill anymore. I do have the app. I am up there at Kinks with Kiki. But yeah, guys, follow me, like, review, rate, subscribe. And as always, I'm your dose of black girl in this kinky ass world. And until next time, my beautiful people, peace.